Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. I appreciate you tuning in today, and we've got the Marksman Quartet up. They're going to be singing Just Over Yonder. I tell you, some good old bluegrass picking, amen, guitar and banjo and bass. I tell you, you can't get no better than that, praise God. But the Marksman's going to be singing here, Just Over Yonder. Hope it's a blessing as you listen.
Just over yonder, beyond the river, there is a city of pure delight, where many loved ones are congregating with palms of victory and robes of white.
Just over yonder, there'll be no
heartaches,
no lonely days that there will ever come.
There'll be no crying. Rejoicing when we get home. There's nothing here, friend, but disappointment. So often here we are left alone. But over yonder, hearts will grow fonder. And separation will never come.
Just
over there,
there'll be no pain
to bear.
No lonely days up there will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no
dying.
Oh, what
rejoicing when we get home.
Just over yonder, I'll soon be going to see my Savior up on His throne and hear a welcome ring out through heaven. Oh, weary pilgrim, this is your home.
Just over yonder, there'll be no
pain to bear.
No lonely
days up there will ever come. Oh, what rejoicing when we get over.
Just
over there,
there'll be no heartaches, no lonely
days up there will ever come. There'll be no crying, there'll be no dying. Oh, what rejoicing when we get over.
Amen. All right, that's the Marksman Quartet singing Just Over Yonder. We appreciate them. What a blessing that they are. We're going to go back to our study now out of the book of Exodus, and we're going to be dealing with today the battle with the flesh. We're looking at the life of Moses and also the children of Israel. Joshua's down on the battlefield fighting a battle with the Amalekites, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur is up on top of the hill, and they are holding the banner up. They're holding the rod up. And as they are there, amen, we know that that there's great prevailing that takes place as long as His hands are stayed. Here's the message from Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
Listen, we've been preaching through the book of Exodus, and we began this journey back over there in chapter number 12. Y'all remember what happened over there in chapter number 12? That had been the Passover. And we've seen how that God transitioned the children of Israel out of Egypt through the Red Sea, and then we saw how that He brought them victoriously singing on the other side. And however, they arrived at a place called the wilderness. And they've been wandering around in this wilderness. And we've been dealing with some of their problems that they've experienced while in this wilderness. But the first place that they get to, there's not any good water to drink. They get to this place that's called, y'all remember what's called? That place that they got to? What was it called? It was called Marah. It means bitter. And so the very first place that they get to, they come into a water problem. And they get to that place and they find that the waters are bitter. Amen. And God, remember they Moses throwed the tree in there. Amen. And God made the water sweet. Then we get to the next problem was they start complaining because they don't have nothing to eat. And God sends them manna to eat. Amen. He sends them manna in the morning and quail in the evening. And then we get to the next section is what we dealt with last week on the smitten rock. And they got to another place where they didn't have any water to drink. And so Moses takes the elders of Israel up on the hill. And they come to the place and they find this rock. And God tells Moses to smite the rock. And Moses smites the rock. And out comes gushing water comes forth from that rock. And so we spoke about how that rock last week, that smitten rock, was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've been following along in the series, you'll know that everything that we've been preaching on for the last little while is concerning your Christian life. And you know, may I say to you, thank God, I'm glad, amen, that people can be saved by the grace of God. And I'm thankful, amen, that you can come to Christ and Christ will receive you. And boy, he'll forgive you of your sins and all those things. But a lot of people don't understand what to do after that they are saved. They don't understand the battles. They don't understand the experiences. And I think a lot of times we so rejoice in the fact of being saved that we forget the battles to which we encounter while being saved. Boy, we fight battles, don't we? Now, I've been, you know, in the series speaking about this Christian life. We mentioned, for instance, that the manna was like the Word of God. It's bread to your life spiritually. We talked about how that as we look, as you know there in verses 8 through 16, we are looking at a battle. In chapter number 17, verse number 8 through 16, we're looking at a battle. If you got your Bible, turn with me this morning. Look at verse number 8. Are y'all there? Notice the verse word. What's the first word in verse number 8? Then. We always say this, well, praise God, I got up this morning. Then. Well, then is connected to what happened this morning, right? It's following something. So if you'll remember what we spoke about last week, we were talking about the smiting of that rock. Then, notice what takes place. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek and Moses, Aaron and Hur. That's not H-E-R, that's H-U-R. Fought with Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So there's something connected with the raising and the lowering of this hand. Gets over there and he looks at verse number 12. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put under him. And he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. The one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua, notice this word right here, discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write for a memorial in the book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Now that word Jehovah Nissi stands for this: God is my banner. I want to preach for just a little while today about the conflict with Amalek and it being a type of between us and what we battle every day with the flesh. Let's pray. Father, as we come before the throne of grace, we're thankful for the people that's gathered here today. And God, I know that, Lord Jesus, in the Christian life, we all experience great troubles and trials, Lord God, as we fight this battle called the flesh. And Well, we do love you. We do thank you for all that you do. Help me today, I pray, to be able to connect with the people and they be able to connect with this message, Lord, that you've given me. I do love you. Thank you for all that you do. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Anybody ever have any problems with that guy or that lady that they see in the mirror? Oh, I'll tell you right now, the biggest problems that I've ever had has been with a guy that I look at every morning. That guy that I look at's moody. That guy that I look at sometimes can be jealous. That guy that I look at sometimes can be rude. Hello. It'd be good for you to be honest with yourself right about now, amen. Now listen, I want to tell you this morning that a battle that seemed to come to the children, this battle that seemed to come to the children of Israel is a battle that seems to be pointing us to the life that we live in the flesh. Can I tell you, you're two natures today. If you've been born again, blood bought, washed in the blood of the Lamb, amen, we stand up, I know that my name is there. Listen, can I tell you, if you are saved by the grace of God this morning, you have two natures. You have a spiritual nature that's of God, and you have a fleshly nature that's of man. And this fleshly nature, these two natures are constantly fighting for the throne of your heart. They're constantly fighting against one another. You say, preacher, now I don't have. The problem that we have with the flesh is it never seems to be under subjection. Every single one of us go through times and seasons of revival when it comes to our lives, but we oftentimes lose the battle because we don't know how to fight against the enemy of our flesh. And so I want to preach for just a little while on those two natures. Galatians, if you're taking notes, Galatians chapter number 5, verse 17 says this, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would." The flesh lusteth against the spirit. What's it saying right there? It's saying the flesh wants what the spirit has. He wants to be ruler. He wants to be an overtaker. And the flesh is all the time trying to steal your victory and your joy. Paul said it this way. He said, "I die daily." There is an immediate man, you can say it this way. We're fighting a battle that you cannot see. Now listen, can I say to you, I think that it's right for us to love ourselves, but not love ourselves. That doesn't make any sense at all, does it? I think that we should love ourselves, take care of our bodies, I think we should clothe it right. I think we should keep our body clean and all those things. But you get to a point where you become vain and you can't love yourself no more. Do you understand what I'm saying? This contrast between, that's just what your problem is, man. This is what your problem's been. There's a battle going on with your flesh. And the flesh is all the time saying, "Hey, you don't need to do that. You don't need to go there. You don't worry about what everybody else is." The flesh is always selfish. And so, friend, what we're going to see, look, the question is about this battle. When we get to Exodus chapter 17, as the children of Israel are wandering in the wilderness, it seems that they are minding their own business. They're eating and drinking. God has provided for them. But then they come to an enemy. Notice the word "then." How many times are you minding your own business, had a great church service, been in the altar, things are going great, and boy, I'm telling you right now, Jesus, I've seen some of you guys on Facebook and thought, man, I wish I could live as holy as they are. You say all the right things and act all the right ways and take all the right pictures, but may I say this, what happens after the picture?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.